Hello and welcome. In this series, we are journeying back more than 2,000 years to meet one of the most remarkable philosophers who ever lived, Epictetus. His name is strange, his story is stranger, and his ideas might just change how you see yourself. Epictetus was born in a city called Hierapolis, built on white cliffs above hot springs. Steam rose from cracks in the earth. Travelers came from across the Mediterranean to bathe in water they believed could heal sickness and ease pain. When he was very young, his master decided to move to Rome. Imagine the journey, weeks bumping over mountains, crossing rivers on creaky ferries, sleeping in unfamiliar places. And his mother did not come. We do not know why. Maybe she died, maybe she was sold, maybe she was simply left behind. Years later, Epictetus was freed, he could have done anything, he chose philosophy. So what does this mean for you? Here are three questions to sit with this week. Epictetus started with almost nothing, no freedom, no family, no name of his own, and yet he became one of the most respected teachers in the Roman Empire. How? By discovering that the most important thing about a person cannot be stolen.